Radio Box Show. Emily's got the weather in a minute. First of all, let's talk about romance fraud. This is the idea of meeting someone who seems too good to be true on a dating app, and eventually they're just trying to scam you out of your money. Well, this has happened to you or someone you know. Here are some examples of people in our area who've been conned.
I just felt like I was emotionally blackmailed. At first, his voice was so lovely, so soft. He started with his stories and my heart just melted. I sent him money. I hope people will think twice before they believe in all the lies of the scammers.
The man who scammed me online said he was from Dallas. He was claiming that he was looking to buy a premises and to basically move across to the UK so he could set up his business here. So he video called me, and basically he'd be video calling me on a daily basis. He just built the trust up from that and to a point where everybody trusted him. Even my friends trusted him because he had video calls with them too. But this guy's absolutely bled me dry. I think he could have pushed me into an early grave.
You feel ashamed, you feel stupid and depressed. Now I tell people that they should report it and not be afraid to talk to family and friends. They don't need to be alone in this.
This is something Thames Valley Police are trying to clamp down on. Let's talk to Dr. Elizabeth Carter, Senior Lecturer in Criminology and Forensic Linguistics at the University, with us now. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello there, good morning.
Good morning. So we've heard some stories there that tell how this plays out. I guess the starting premise is that if you're going onto a dating app, you are almost certainly looking for romance. You want it to work out. So your whole mindset about the thing is open to, you know, the right partner popping up.
Absolutely. When you're looking for love, you're going to be giving information over. You're going to be exchanging information with other people with the hope of building a good relationship. That's what we do when we start relationships. But this puts people in a bit of a vulnerable position.
Right. So the fact that you want it to be true, that there's a brilliant partner there for you, doesn't make it any more likely that it is. Our sense is that this is something that happens to women. But I really want to challenge that because, you know, we don't love stereotypes and they're rarely entirely accurate. Is it always women who are victims of this kind of thing?
No, it's not. No, anyone can be a victim of romance fraud. It could be male, could be female, could be young, could be older. The thing that romance fraudsters do is use very particular tactics to manipulate and persuade. And these will work on anybody who's in a vulnerable position. And as like you say, anyone looking for love is slightly vulnerable.
Right. And you might think of yourself, as I do, as someone who's, you never fall for this, you never fall for this kind of scam. What fool would fall for that? Is it just the romance element that turns off all our senses?
No, victims of romance fraud are making what they believe to be good, rational, reasonable decisions, but it's the fraudsters that are at fault here. The fraudsters use tactics to disguise their otherwise concerning behaviours and requests. They groom and manipulate their victims until their victims feel compelled to give money. So it's the tactics of the fraudsters here that really make it impossible for the victim to see that they're in a bad situation.
Right. But you can, I suppose, always stick to the rule of not sending money to random people. You know, you wouldn't give money to someone who stopped you in the street, and someone you met on a dating app is barely known any better to you than that. You know, someone you meet you don't really know on a dating app asks for money, you think, well, this isn't really what I was looking for.
That's right. However, the victims in romance fraud have been talking to their abusers, and that's what they are, abusers, for months and maybe years. So by the time the request for money comes in, it's not concerning. It's framed as a normal part of the relationship. It's not money out of the blue. And quite often fraudsters give money or give little gifts to the victim. So it seems almost reciprocal. And they disguise these behaviours and they make themselves appear vulnerable and weak, you know, revealing information that they don't want to reveal about being scared or alone. And this invokes this protective response from victims. And it's an instinctual response from victims. And they're coming from a really good place. So it's not really falling for a scam. It's actually someone that's being groomed, much like in domestic violence and abuse or coercive control.
So interesting, Elizabeth. Thank you. That's Dr. Elizabeth Carter from Roehampton Uni working with Thames Valley Police on this. If it's something that's affected you or someone you care about, if you don't mind ringing the show, I'd be really grateful. 0808 100 5100.